This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Today, I will read to you quite a bit from articles which have been published pertaining to the outrageous scandal involving Hillary Clinton's email situation. And this scandal involves governmental officials from the top down. And it shows the corrupt system in which we all are living. Something the Bible has prophesied many thousands of years ago we would experience in these end times. This is just an example, even though it's a terrible example, of how everyone can get involved in a corrupt situation, losing sight of decency, of objectivity, of the law, and coming up with all kinds of justifications as to why the law can be broken. Now, let me just first of all tell you that we are publishing a weekly update, and I will read extensively also from this update today to show you the extent of that scandal, which cannot, which must not go away. If we still have any sense left for the rule of law. And I'm speaking to you not just as a pastor, not just as an evangelist, but also as an attorney licensed to practice in the state of California. As I will quote other attorneys who will tell you how scandalous these developments have become. Now, in quoting from our weekly update, we say that we are starting with Hillary Clinton's email scandal, reporting about a clandestine meeting between Bill Clinton and Attorney General Loretta Lynch, while criminal investigations against Hillary Clinton and, by extension, Bill Clinton were still pending. And then the subsequent controversial declarations of Mrs. Lynch, followed by the stunning and incomprehensible announcement by the FBI that in spite of Hillary Clinton's proven reckless criminal conduct, potentially placing in jeopardy the security of our country, they still do not recommend criminal charges against her. Now, Donald Trump, of course, was quick pointing out quite correctly how rigged and rigged our corrupt political system is. Now, House Speaker Paul Ryan tweeted this, and I quote, "While I respect the professionals at the FBI, this announcement defies explanation. No one should be above the law." He then subsequently also recommended that Hillary Clinton should not have any access to classified information at this point. And he also said that the FBI Director James Comey will have to explain to Congress how the FBI could come to this kind of incomprehensible decision. Newsmax reported on July 5, and I quote, "Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani Tuesday blasted FBI Director, and by the way, Obama appointee, James Comey, saying that this is the special exemption for the Clintons. It would be unreasonable for a prosecutor not to go forward with it, and it's almost an abdication of duty," Giuliani said, who was in office during the 9/11 attacks. "What was just laid out is what we would call a no-brainer. In the attorney's office that Jim Comey worked at, he was one of my assistants," he said. "The minute you say someone is extremely careless," that's what he said in his announcement, "you are saying that they are grossly negligent," he told Fox. "What do we mean by gross negligence? We mean extremely careless." Now, why is that important? Because under the law, as I will show you in a moment, if you are grossly negligent, you have violated the rules. You have engaged in criminal conduct. And gross negligence is the same as extreme carelessness. That's how it's being defined Black's Law Dictionary defines it that way, as Mr. Guyani rightly points out. So it's incomprehensible to say that Hillary Clinton engaged in criminal conduct, but we are still not going to prosecute her. At least that is our recommendation. Incomprehensible. Even Bernie Sanders' diehard supporters are upset about that conclusion. Now, you don't have to be a member of the conspiracy theorists to see that something smells like a rat here in this situation. Let me just run you through the timeline. First, a private meeting between Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch for, what, 25 minutes in the airplane, which nobody would have known anything about if it hadn't been for a very astute and clever professional investigative journalist. He reported that. And then they talked about what? Oh, they allegedly talked about golf, and they talked about allegedly the grandchildren. All right. After this clandestine meeting, followed by Mrs. Lynch's refusal to recuse herself, and it became public, and saying instead that she will abide by the recommendations of the FBI, which again puts her in great jeopardy because now she is bound by the recommendations, which allegedly she knew nothing about what they would be. Now, she normally has discretion. She could say, no, I'm not going to follow the recommendations. I will do something different. Now she has bound herself to the recommendations of the FBI, followed, next step, by Hillary Clinton's lengthy 3.5-hour interview with 8 federal agents on Saturday, being accompanied by at least 4 attorneys, followed by President Obama's announcement that he would fly together with Hillary Clinton on Air Force One in order to campaign for her in North Carolina at a time when the recommendations hadn't been published yet. And by the way, how can he use Air Force One, a plane paid for by the government, to support a candidate? Followed by the publicly announced recommendation by the FBI on Tuesday not to indict Hillary Clinton while Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton were on the plane. And we are to believe, we write in our update, that before the FBI's announcement on Tuesday, nobody knew what would be recommended by the FBI. The New York Post wrote, the fix was in. It's a terrible fix. Now, I said earlier that the investigation against Hillary Clinton, by extension also, has to be directed against Bill Clinton because of the interesting developments pertaining to the Clinton Foundation, which apparently the emails addressed. Now, let me also just say this. The FBI found that Hillary Clinton lied when she said that no emails which were marked classified, were sent out. That's a complete lie. That's not true. She also lied when she said that she turned over all work-related emails to the FBI. Again, they said, no, absolutely not. There are thousands of emails which they found which were not turned over. And then, of course, what, 30,000 emails were deleted? Why were they deleted? What did they contain? Nobody would ever know unless, if Mr. Trump is correct, he said, you can't really delete emails so that they can completely disappear. If you have a will, you will be able to find them again. The question is, did the FBI have the will to do it? There is clear compromise with impartiality, and on top of that, Hillary Clinton was saying that if she becomes a president, she is considering keeping Loretta Lynch on the job. Now that, according to Mr. Trump, is tantamount to a bribe. Now, the Daily Mail, English paper, wrote on July the 5th, the FBI recommends no charges against extremely careless Hillary, despite her sending top secret information on private servers which were possibly hacked. The Espionage Act prescribes lengthy prison terms for government officials who cause classified material to be moved to an unsecured location, either willfully or through, quote, gross negligence. Lengthy prison terms. They say the servers which Hillary Clinton had were even less protected than Gmail. The Daily Mail also had this to say. Mr. Comey's conclusion, which he insisted no politician in the Obama administration was aware of in advance, amounted to a declaration that Clinton and her aides were extremely careless with the handling of classified material, although there is evidence of potential violations of the statutes regarding the handling of classified information. Our judgment is that no reasonable prosecutor would bring such a case. Now, as Mr. Giuliani said, no reasonable prosecutor would decide not to bring the case. Now, that is outrageous, my friends. It is absolutely outrageous. And so people are upset. Now, I don't know why Democrats wouldn't be upset. I don't know why they would still vote for Hillary Clinton after they have to look at a leader who is completely untrustworthy. Now, the people say that about Donald Trump, too. I am concentrating right now on the cahoots of governmental officials, apparently, from everything, every report we got, to protect the Clintons. That is outrageous. The National Review wrote on July 5. There is no way of getting around this. According to Director James Comey, Hillary Clinton checked every box required with a felony violation of Section 793f of the Federal Penal Code, Title 18. With lawful access to highly classified information, she acted with gross negligence in removing and causing it to be removed from its proper place of custody, and she transmitted it and caused it to be transmitted to others not authorized to have it in patent violation of her trust. Director Comey even concluded that former Secretary Clinton was extremely careless and strongly suggested that her recklessness very likely led to communications, her own and those she corresponded with, being intercepted by foreign intelligence services. Some say they now have a blackmail list on Hillary Clinton, those foreign agencies. Yet, Director Comey recommended against prosecution of the law violations he clearly found on the ground that there was no intent to harm the United States. And I've heard that argument too. And people on CNN have said, those legal experts, you know, well, some others, they were prosecuted because they admitted intent, but Hillary Clinton didn't admit it. That's even worse. She lied about that too, you see, according to the reports we got. She denied that she knew that she did anything unlawful. Come on. She is an attorney too, isn't she? And so is Bill Clinton, even though he was suspended, his license was suspended for 5 years at least because he blatantly lied to Congress under oath, not having had any sex with this woman. You know that story, don't you? In essence, in order to give Mrs. Clinton a pass, this article by National Review goes on to say, the FBI rewrote the statute, inserting an intent element that Congress did not require. They didn't require it. The added intent element, moreover, makes no sense. The point of having a statute that criminalizes gross negligence is to underscore that government officials have a special obligation to safeguard national defense secrets. When they fail to carry out that obligation due to gross negligence, they are guilty of serious wrongdoing. The lack of intent to harm our country is irrelevant. It's irrelevant. You don't have to have that. All you have is gross negligence, which she clearly had. So it's a must for the FBI. It's a must for the prosecutor. It's a must for the Defense Department to press criminal charges against her. Why is it not being done? There are other statutes, the article goes on to say, that criminalize unlawfully removing and transmitting highly classified information with intent to harm the United States. But being not guilty, and indeed not even accused of offense B, does not absolve a person of guilt on offense A, which she has committed. Now, the New York Post wrote this on July 5, and we alluded to this earlier, the fix was in. Tuesday, FBI Director James Comey painted a devastating picture of Hillary Clinton's reckless lawbreaking with her emails and the damage it likely caused, and then recommended no charges against her. When I heard him speak, I thought, oh, for sure, he will have to recommend charges. And then he suddenly makes a 180-degree turn, kind of negating just about everything he said. A law student who would write a paper like that in first grade, in the first semester, he would get an F for that kind of a paper. It's ridiculous. The article goes on to say, when it comes to the Clintons, say goodbye to the rule of law. The evidence presented by the FBI seems enough to convict, never mind indict her, based on Comey's own criteria. So why on earth would Comey let her off the hook? Especially when the agency had recommended charges against others, like General David Petraeus, who had similarly failed to protect classified information. The answer? The Clintons enjoy a different standard. They are above the law. That's a shame! That is a dirty, rotten shame. Indeed, the sheer number of scandals for which Bill and Hillary Clinton have escaped punishment is simply astonishing. There is always some technicality or lack of evidence or other pathetic excuse. Comey just dealt a powerful blow to the public faith in the concept of equal justice. I am absolutely agreeing with this. But you see, this is a corrupt system we are living in. The United States of America is being ruled by corrupt politicians. Let us understand this. And that's what the Bible says. It's going to happen. It's happening right now, showing, my friends, that the return of Jesus Christ is near. That's why I'm bringing those facts to you. It's not going to change next year, whether we have Hillary Clinton as the next president or whether we have Donald Trump as the next president. Because, you see, let me tell you this. God is going to place in power the one whom he wants to be in power for a political, no, for a prophetic reason. And the prophetic reason is God has decreed that the United States of America, based on the awful, terrible sins we are committing in this country on a daily basis, has to understand that it's going to be punished severely by God to perhaps at least lead some in the United States of America to come to an understanding of the terrible atrocities being committed in this country. My friends, we have prepared a free booklet on the fall and rise of Britain and America. And that booklet explains what is happening in the United States today. And you see, you need to read that booklet carefully based on what the Bible says. I'm not giving this program because I am endorsing Donald Trump and I'm speaking against Hillary Clinton. I have totally no ambitions insofar as political ideas are concerned. I am not voting. I won't vote. The point is, we are describing what is happening in this country, and in God's eyes, it smells, it stinks. It's terrible. And we all have to understand this. This is just one example out of many showing how terribly wrong we have been going. And for people not seeing this only shows how blind we all have become. None of this will prevent God from placing into power, and it doesn't matter what you are going to feel, it doesn't matter whom you are going to vote for, it's totally irrelevant. God will place in power the one whom he wants to be in power to bring about biblical prophecy so that the return of Jesus Christ can happen very soon, and my friends, it will, and we can thank God for it. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by the Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.